This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday, the U.S. is setting expectations for how they want the Chinese Communist Party to behave. This as the United States ordered China to close its consulate in the southwestern U.S. city of Houston, Texas. The move is due to what the U.S. calls the persistent problem of Beijing's theft of American intellectual property. Pompeo said China's Houston operations had a wide effect, saying the theft reaches beyond the U.S. Quote, it's been European intellectual property, too, costing hundreds of thousands of jobs, good jobs for hardworking people all across Europe and America, stolen by the Chinese Communist Party, end quote. China has until Friday to shut down the consulate. Speaking to reporters in Beijing, China's foreign ministry spokesman accused the United States of harassing Chinese diplomatic and consular staff. Relations between the world's two largest economies have steadily worsened in recent months over a number of issues, including trade, technology, the new national security law imposed in Hong Kong, and the new coronavirus. The number of coronavirus infections around the world passed 15 million Wednesday, with more than a quarter of those cases in the United States, where President Donald Trump warned the pandemic was likely to get worse before it gets better. Signs are emerging in other parts of the world that the virus quickly springs back when lockdown measures are lifted. Australia, Belgium, Hong Kong, and Japan's capital of Tokyo had all used restrictive measures to successfully beat outbreaks earlier in the pandemic, but all are now facing an upsurge in cases. Australia and Hong Kong set new daily records for confirmed cases Wednesday, and Tokyo's governor urged residents to stay home during an upcoming holiday as cases climb. This is VOA News. The U.S. announced Wednesday it will pay $1.95 billion to Pfizer and German biotech firm BioNTech to produce and deliver 100 million doses of their COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The Department of Health and Human Services says the agreement allows the U.S. government to acquire an additional 500 million doses. A vaccine is seen as crucial to tackle the pandemic, and governments across the globe have signed deals with drug makers to secure dosages of their vaccine candidates. Documents obtained by the Associated Press indicate the Trump administration is detaining immigrant children in hotels before deporting them to their home countries. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Trump administration has implemented more restrictive border policies during the coronavirus pandemic, effectively shutting down the nation's asylum system. The records the AP has obtained show a private contractor for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has been taking children as young as one to a trio of Hampton Inns in Arizona and Texas. The hotels have been used nearly 200 times, while more than 10,000 beds sit empty at government shelters. Lawyers and advocates say the practice exposes children to the risk of trauma. Federal officials say the contractors are not law enforcement and are trained to work with minors. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he's sending federal agents into cities amid a shocking rise in violence.
Today I'm announcing a surge of federal law enforcement into American communities plagued by violent crime. We'll work every single day to restore public safety, protect our nation's children, and bring violent perpetrators to justice.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump blamed the increases in violence on left-leaning movements to, quote, dismantle and dissolve, end quote, local police departments in the wake of the murder of George Floyd. He's the African-American man who died in police custody while handcuffed as a white police officer knelt on his neck, preventing him from breathing. Ukrainian, Russian, and OSCE negotiators reached an agreement Wednesday for a full ceasefire between government forces and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine starting Monday, Ukraine's president's office said. A simmering conflict between Ukrainian troops and Russian-backed rebels has killed more than 13,000 people since 2014. Major combat ended with a ceasefire agreed in the Belarus capital of Minsk in 2015, but sporadic clashes still regularly kill civilians, Ukrainian soldiers, and separatists. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. VOA News.